Brock Meeks is the Washington correspondent for Wired and Hot Wired magazine. He says cyberspace has changed radically since AOL began operations back in 1985, and those changes have not benefited AOL.
I don't know if they're doing badly. They're just not doing as well as they used to. And they're losing virtually as many customers as they gain. They're still in the positive side of that. But what's happening is people aren't finding what they need on America Online. When America Online does have an avenue where you can get out to the web and surf the net. And when people see that and find out how much more there is out there, they ask themselves, why should I be paying an hourly fee to go out and surf the net through AOL when I can buy an all-you-can-eat, one flat fee with an internet service provider and find all of this wealth of material, hundreds times more you can find on America Online, out there and pay one flat fee.
Now, is the problem peculiar to AOL, or are CompuServe and Prodigy having similar problems?
CompuServe and Prodigy are having similar problems. I mean, there's a saying in this industry that content is king. Well, people are finding that the real content, the exciting content, the cutting-edge stuff, is all outside those artificial walls of CompuServe and America Online and Prodigy.
Well, what do we know so far after the... It's a pretty ample experience of AOL, CompuServe, Prodigy, all competing in the same business. What is it that people actually do like about these? I mean, what is it that that this business really consists of? You said content is king.
For people that like America Online, they know that they can go and they can rely on the content. It's like going to a McDonald's. You know you're going to get the same hamburger time and time again. So when you go to America Online, you know that your favorite services are going to be there. There's a quality of content that people like. For example, on America Online, one of the most popular services is a site called The Motley Fool, which provides investment services. And of course, Robert, as you know, investment services now, the stock market, mutual funds are very, very popular. And The Motley Fool gives no-nonsense, easy-to-understand advice about jumping into your investments. In addition, you can talk to a host of other people that have the same types of questions and have been there before.
Talk to figuratively again. You know, you can exchange messages with
them. Messages back and forth. And that builds this sense of community. Up to now, that type of capability hasn't been readily available on web pages, but it's there now. People can do those same types of things on certain websites out on the web.
You mean, can I get the advice of Motley Fool without having America Online?
I think that a Motley Fool does indeed have a web page, and that's part of the problem with America Online now. The content that's there is not exclusive. If they wanted to make it exclusive, they'd have to pay big money. So it's this type of thing where it's not exclusive anymore to America Online, and you know that the clock is ticking when you're on America Online, whereas with an internet service provider, internet account, it's one flat fee, and that's very, very appealing.
Well, do you think that America Online, looking ahead at this present and presumably future competitive environment, can succeed?
They can succeed because there's always going to be a need for people to come into that kind of community. There are millions and millions of people that still haven't hooked up with these new technologies yet, and America Online and CompuServe is a good first place to go to. So they're going to, I don't think that you're going to see America Online go away. We're certainly going to see them not be as profitable and not be as popular as they have been.
Well, Brock Meeks, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Brock Meeks is the Washington correspondent for Wired and Hot Wired magazine.